In presence of the sun.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, welcome to the program. You heard that Islam grants dignity, respect, independence, and lofty status to women. But the Western view on woman is quite instrumental and considers her as a means of meeting man's carnal desire only. In the West, woman's sexuality surpasses her humanity and she has turned into a tool in the hand of capitalists. Today, you will be listening further to the Islamic view of woman with elaborations of Ayatollah Khamenei. Stay tuned. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, believes that the Islamic view on woman is just the opposite of the Western view. He says that the Western view is insulting and the claim of freedom for woman is indeed exploitation and slavery of woman. Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates, "For the past two or three centuries, the Westerners have dubbed all their crimes with beautiful names. If they murdered, if they plundered, if they enslaved, if they seized the riches of nations, if they instigated imposed wars among nations and committed other crimes, they put seemingly decorous and deceptive names on all these acts. The name of freedom seeking, the name of human rights, the name of democracy, and so on. The name of freedom on what the Western culture is directed toward women is also a false name. For the past nearly two centuries, a false thought was promoted in the West with a certain aim. It was stressed that women's promiscuity and sexual freedom will cause men to be less attracted toward them, while this thought and lifestyle is basically false. Of course, dragging women to the arena of immorality was to the benefit of the libertine men and investors who gained colossal sums from women's sexual exposure and propaganda. Ayatollah Khamenei believes that the sexual freedom and immorality in the West has never caused the human carnal desire, which is natural and instinctive, to subside. Unbridled relations of men and women not only don't weaken sexual desires, but also they strengthen and increase them. This is quite evident in the West or any corrupt community. Harassment of women, which has been on the rise for the past two centuries, is the outcome of this wrong idea." The leader of the Islamic Revolution maintains, "The corrupt Western world intended to forcibly insert in the minds of the world the disposition of woman with false and deviated ways which are accompanied with humiliation of woman's gender, to say that if a woman wants to show her disposition, she must be attractive for men. Does this bring disposition for a woman? They believe that a woman should abandon hijab and chastity, should act coquettishly to please men. Is this glorification of woman or humiliation of her? The drunk, crazy West, who is not aware of anything, propagated this under the influence of Zionists, and some believed it. The greatness of a woman is not related to attracting the eyes of licentious men. This is not an honor for a woman. This is not glorification of woman. This is humiliation of woman. The greatness of a woman means that she is able to preserve the modesty, virtue, and female chastity that have been entrusted by God in the nature of women. blend it with the dignity of a faithful, blend it with the sense of obligation and duty, apply that delicacy in its own place and the sharpness and astuteness of faith in its own place. This blend of delicacy and astuteness belongs especially to women. This is a privilege that exalted God has granted to woman. Dear listeners, today one of the great problems in the West is the disintegration of family and the increase of children without identity. This, as family is the unit of love and affection, and the lovely and affectionate climate will not materialize unless both man and woman fulfill their duties properly, as it is the call of their innate nature. Ayatollah Khamenei says that the Westerners must be accountable on the female gender, for they have betrayed her and trampled her rights. The leader opines that the Western civilization has given nothing to women, and if there are scientific, political, and intellectual progresses among women, it is due to the women themselves, and such progresses have been made for women. In Ayatollah Khamenei's view, what the Westerners aggravated and the Western civilization was based upon it is promiscuity and obscenity. The Western culture broke up the family structure through promotion of corruption and lechery and unconditional relation of man and woman. The leader of the Islamic Revolution states, "A man who can freely indulge in debauchery and a woman who can be in contact with several men in society without any barrier can never be decent and proper spouses at home. Thus, the family structure has been disintegrated." Being upset at the statistics given by the Westerners themselves, Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates, "The Western culture's performance on women and promiscuity and dragging women to immorality in those regions has caused the family unit to become shaky and flimsy, and the betrayal of man and woman to one another is not considered that important in the family. Is this not a sin? Is this not betrayal of the female gender? With this culture, they are even demanding from the entire world while they have to be indebted. The Western culture must be in the position of a defender. It must defend itself. It must explain. But the dominance and supremacy of capitalism and arrogant oppressive media of the West have altered the issue to the reverse. They are the creditors. They have become the defenders of, in their own words, woman's rights, while this is not true. Of course, there are thinkers, philosophers, and honest people among the Westerners who think honestly and speak honestly. What I say is the general tendency of the Western culture and civilization, which is to the detriment of woman and against woman." Dear listeners, Islam has a dignified vision of woman. A woman is endured and loved at home, and she is the axis of family. She is the source of comfort and sincerity. A woman as wife, mother, and daughter will have their significant role in family and have to be dignified and esteemed. Unlike the corrupt and decadent culture of the West, Islam deems woman as equal to man. But it should be seriously noted that being equal differs from being similar and the same. A woman has different functions according to her nature and God-given characteristics. Each of husband and wife has his or her responsibility, which leads to growth, sublimity, and perfection. Assignment of manly duties and functions for woman is oppression to her. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei explains this. Humans' most important job is continuation of the human generation, namely reproduction. The role of woman in this job is not comparable to man. The home and family are important for this reason. That's why restrictions on enforcement of sexual instincts are important in Islam. One should look at the issues of Islam and Islamic Sharia law with this view. The deviated West calls these as restriction, while calls that freedom. This is among the deceptions of the West.